Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get interviewed because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. To get you hired, you need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. And when you interview at Express, we'll check out your skills and connect you with available jobs. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, sales, distribution, and information technology. Tired of applying online and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today to speak with professionals connected to the available jobs in your area. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com today to find the nearest location. Apply online at expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Marshall Masters back with us on Coast to Coast, former CNN Science Features News producer, freelance writer, television analyst, publisher of the YOWUSA.com. And since 1999, he has been researching Earth changes and the Nibiru flyby related topics. And here he is back on Coast to Coast with some updates as well. Marshall, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be back.
What is happening out there these days?
Well, you know, we've gotten two really exciting observations in July. And for me, what's a real personal pleasure is both of them are kind of a first. There was one that was taken by Lanai Bickel in the middle of the month.
Okay.
This was at altitude. And I love at altitude reports where people are getting a picture from an airliner because they're above the chemtrail layer. And Lanai, here's the thing that was really cool. She's a denier spouse. You know,
uh-huh.
Her husband, Jack.
And they get along.
But she's sitting on the side of the airplane where she just sees the sunset. And she starts taking pictures, and all of a sudden, pow, there's the sun, and there's Nibiru. And she stops after taking a couple of frames, turns to her husband and says, "Oh, my God, there's this thing you've been talking about." And he says, "Keep taking pictures, keep taking pictures." And we did an analysis for 2 hours on the phone. We went through it frame by frame by frame, and your webmaster, Lex, did a beautiful job putting up
he's fantastic. He said. Now, when you talk about Nibiru, Marshall, though, are you talking about the same planet that Zechariah Sitchin has written about in all his works?
Yes. He talked about Nibiru because, as you pointed out, it is the home of the Anunnaki. But Nibiru is the outermost major planet in the Planet X system, which is actually a mini constellation. There's Nemesis. That's a brown dwarf star, which is the binary companion to our own sun. And then there's Helion and Arbota. And, of course, there'll be planetoids and moons. And Nibiru is translates to the planet of crossing.
And explain again, though, Marshall, to everyone who's brand new to the show, what you've meant by the mini constellation of the Planet X system.
Well, a mini constellation is like a little solar system of its own, except we call it a mini constellation because it's within a solar system. So you have a smaller sun that's, say, approximately about twice the size of Jupiter and has a mass of 0.08 that of our sun. So this is the puny thing on the beach that our sun can kick sand in its face. But it's going to have its own planets and moons. And that's what we call a mini constellation. I call it the Planet X system. It's just easier to think of it that way.
Okay. Why isn't it, one, so well known, or two, astronomers aren't jumping up and down saying, "Look what I found"? How come that's not happening?
Well, there are astronomers Matter of fact, there's a Chilean astronomer in 1940 who was the first one to announce Nemesis and Nibiru. He called it a black star, and Hercobalus is the name he used for Nibiru.
Did people believe him?
In 1940? Not really.
No, I didn't think so.
But he stayed with it. Then I remember, you know, when I was in high school, the Nemesis theory that we were in a binary star system was huge. And that was all the buzz. My science teachers were talking about it. Everybody was excited about it. There was an astronomer for the U.S. Naval Observatory and Harrington, and he published a brilliant paper, white paper, on the location of Planet X, had a special telescope constructed for a sky survey, and then sent that to an observatory in New Zealand that was owned and operated by our government at the time. They did the sky survey, but then when all of the film came back, it went to NASA and immediately was buried.
Hmm.
And Harrington met an unfortunate end.
What happened?
He appeared with Zachariah Sitchin, who wrote 12th Planet. And he's actually the guy that talks about the Anunnaki coming here and that we are actually descendants, in a manner of speaking. We're bioengineered slaves to mine gold for the
whatever Anunnaki. Creatures were on the planet at the time, they manipulated them, and here we are.
That's right. And for those that want to read the one book that really nails it, it's The Lost Book of Enki, which reads like Game of Thrones with horny aliens and spaceships.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And Lord Enki of the Anunnaki is actually the father of our species. They were experimenting with early hominids, and then he saw a couple of Earth girls next to a river, said, going to get me some of that.
Next sounds a little like Genesis, right?
Pardon?
Sounds like the book of Genesis.
Yeah. There's a lot of parallels.
And by the way, I want to point out, Marshall, that none of this negates the possibility of the existence of a higher power or God.
Oh, absolutely. I believe firmly in God, and I think, you know, one of the things, I just put up an article this weekend called Planet X Fear Porn, An Insidious Evil. And I'm talking about the manipulation that we're seeing on YouTube right now. And in the end, you know, it's kind of they're going to get away with it, and there's no question about it. But what I'm telling people in the end of the article is, look, you can make a difference by next time you pray, just say to God, hey, when people are seeing this in the sky and they're going to their knees and they're asking God for guidance, send them my way. I'll help them.
And now what are they seeing exactly at this point? The Nemesis cloud system or what?
What we're seeing right now in the images that I published from July are the planet Nibiru. And
a single planet, a single planet, not a cluster, right?
Well, we've actually had, you know, observations where we've seen clusters.
All right.
This thing is, you know, it's behind the sun, and interestingly enough, and I really wish I had remembered the fellow's name, because I was on your show, I think it was back in 2013, and he described the orbit, that we were in a parallel tracking orbit. And at the time, I remember going, I don't know, I'd have to think about that. And I kept that in mind, and your caller was absolutely spot on. The celestial mechanics, actually, he described it and did a beautiful job of it. So this thing is in a long elliptical orbit, goes way deep into the southern skies, pops up into the northern skies, and for us, that's when it's trouble. Then... but it's also, at the same time, it's going around the sun. So its orbit around the sun is approximately 380 days. And that's the reason why we're always dancing with it, and until it finally we start to merge. And this is described in the Colburn Bible.
Is this planet still inhabited?
I have no idea if it is. I can't say with certainty, but, you know, there are a lot of people talking about a real heightened level of UFO observation.
Mm-hmm.
So who's to say? And in my book, Being in It for the Species, I do talk about the Anunnaki. I do talk about them coming back, and this was a channeled book. And so the guides were very, very specific about it. When they come back, there's not going to be a kumbaya, let's beat the drums in the forest experience. It's going to be like the mafia coming for the Vig. And they're going to want gold, and they're going to want women. The gold is not for wealth. They don't have a monetary system. They have to repair their atmosphere. I mean, right now we have chemtrails.
Oh, yeah.
We're using aluminum, sulfuric acid.
Barium, all that stuff.
Oh, God, it's just terrible what they're spraying on us. And the Anunnaki are using gold. That's what they found works best to repair their atmosphere shield.
Expensive shield.
It is. It is. And it's why they went to such great lengths. Earth has an abundance of gold relative to other places in the solar system. And that's why they came here to mine that gold. And that was why we were created. We were created as slaves to mine gold. And, you know, I got it. When I was young in college, I got the bug to go out prospecting for gold up in the hills of Prescott, Arizona. I've had gold fever, and I tell you, it feels Anunnaki to me. When you have gold fever, you could be sitting there panning for gold in a stream, and a Hollywood starlet shows up with chocolate-covered strawberries and champagne and says, "Hey, sailor, let's go have fun," and you go, "No, I got time, I can still pan. Go away."
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.